Top of the morning to you. This is KJZZ Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. Indeed, it is Tuesday, March the 17th. Happy St. Patty's Day to you. Now a check of the news. A major heat wave headed to the southwest, and we are likely to see the hottest March temperatures ever recorded in Phoenix. Catherine Davis Young has the gray details.
Meteorologist Sean Benedict with the National Weather Service says Phoenix has only ever hit 100 degrees in March one time before. But this week, highs are expected to reach 105 or hotter on multiple days.
So not even just touching 100, we're pushing well past it.
Phoenix typically doesn't hit 100 degrees until May. This week will be the earliest the valley has ever reached the triple digits. A strong high-pressure system is driving the extreme heat across the west. The climate research organization Climate Central ranks these temperatures at the highest end of its climate shift index scale, meaning these conditions have been made much more likely due to human-caused carbon pollution. Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has denied request that it block the transfer of public land known as Oak Flat to the private mining company Resolution Copper. As Matthew Casey reports, it clears the way for mining after a decades-long legal battle.
Oak Flat is a popular campground and sacred Apache site that sits on top of one of the world's largest copper deposits. Now, more than 2,400 acres have been transferred to the company Resolution Copper. The Ninth Circuit notes that this will fundamentally alter the land, including destruction of sites revered by Native Americans. Conservationists with the Sierra Club call the decision devastating but say the legal fight isn't over. Congresswoman Adelita Grijalva says the site was traded in a backroom deal that ignored tribal sovereignty. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A Republican state senator wants to ask voters to add 30 more representatives to the state house by the 2042 election. Jill Ryan has more on that.
Currently, the Arizona House includes 60 representatives from the state's 30 legislative districts. Senator J.D. Mesnard says that can make it hard for those lawmakers to truly get to know their residents, since the average district has hundreds of thousands of people. To fix the ratio, he proposes dividing Arizona into 90 House districts with one representative for each smaller area. If passed on the ballot, nothing would change until after the 2040 census. There may also be some logistical and cost issues to deal with. For instance, the current House chamber is designed for only 60 members, not 90. Jill Ryan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Arizona's senior senator Mark Kelly visited a Phoenix-manufactured housing facility late last week to tout broad housing reform legislation that recently passed the U.S. Senate on a bipartisan vote. Kelly says the legislation is needed to help young people as homeownership becomes less attainable for more and more Americans.
We need more housing stock. You know, out there, people need to be able to, you know, buy and afford homes. And if there's a bigger supply, the home should become more affordable.
The bill, though, must go back to the U.S. House for approval, where its future is uncertain. The House already passed a different version of the legislation that did not include the Senate's language to limit investor ownership of homes. The United States and Mexico are starting talks this week as the two countries and Canada review the trade pact that binds them. From the Fronteras Desk in Hermosillo, Nina Kravinsky has more.
Mexico is aiming to keep the USMCA trade deal in place, as it also looks to end new tariffs on certain goods not covered by the treaty. The bilateral talks between the U.S. and Mexico this week come ahead of the six-year anniversary of that trade pact this summer. The treaty is up for its first six-year review after going into place under the first Trump administration. President Trump has suggested the United States could leave or dramatically change the treaty his own administration negotiated to replace NAFTA. Mexico is Arizona's largest trading partner. The state imported $14 billion worth of goods from Mexico last year, according to the University of Arizona. Nina Kravinsky, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
Arizona businesses, parents, and taxpayers lose about $3.3 billion a year due to the cost and lack of quality child care. So say thousands of business executives that make up Ready Nation, which has been studying the issue since 2018. At Cannon Beach and Revel Surf Parks in Mesa, Adam Sachs employs teens in their first jobs, as well as experienced tradesmen.
The best work comes from those that are relaxed and comfortable and know that their children are well taken care of. It's an enormous impact on the productivity of the team member daily.
Sack says childcare costs more than college tuition in most states. Well, Arizonans are about to have fewer loose coins in their pockets thanks to a new bipartisan law signed by Governor Katie Hobbs last week. From the Politics Desk, here is Wayne Shutsky.
When customers pay in cash, it is now legal for Arizona businesses to round the amount of change they get up or down. The law was created in response to the federal government's decision to stop minting pennies, which could make it more difficult for retailers to provide exact change to cash customers. The new rules follow a method called Swedish rounding, named for the First Nation that came up with the plan after phasing out its own small coins. The system lays out how retailers will calculate the final bill for cash customers to avoid using pennies. Nothing in the new law makes pennies illegal in Arizona, and merchants are still free to accept them and give them out as change. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, re-entering the country is getting easier for U.S. citizens landing at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. Amelia Monroe tells us why.
Sky Harbor is the 23rd airport to offer enhanced passenger processing, a free service that automates the customs process. The system utilizes auto-capture technology to match photos of passengers with documentation already in the files of Customs and Border Protection. The agency says the process will take only seconds, further expediting re-entry into the country. No prior enrollment is required, and passengers can still opt to go through the standard customs process. Amelia Monroe, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Reliable high-speed internet is still out of reach for many tribal communities. A new report highlights ongoing barriers to broadband access in Indian Country. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Daniel Spaulding has more on that.
The report from the Urban Institute says many indigenous communities lack reliable high-speed internet, especially in rural areas. Recent federal investments have helped expand broadband in some tribal communities, but gaps remain. Tommy Reininger is a co-author of the report.
In certain parts of the country, especially in Indian Country and a lot of rural communities, folks have a lot less access to high-speed broadband than other parts of the U.S.
The Urban Institute's Gabe Samuel says geography is one of the biggest challenges.
Because of, the historic way where a lot of tribes are relocated, they are often, located in maybe more remote rural areas that are physically harder to access. It's just kind of compounds the challenge to accessing.
Reininger and Samuels both say allowing tribes to manage their own broadband infrastructure will be key to improving access. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Daniel Spaulding.
Well, Mexico says it will continue to support the people of Cuba as the island faces an energy crisis after a prolonged oil blockade from the United States. Here's Nina Kravinsky once more.
In a post on social media, Mexico's former president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, asked his followers to lend humanitarian aid to Cuba. The plea comes after President Trump threatened tariffs on any country that sells or provides oil to Cuba. The island has been suffering chronic energy blackouts in the midst of a prolonged oil blockade from the United States. Mexico has continued to send shipments of humanitarian aid to the country, and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum says her country will keep supporting the people. There are those who say, I don't agree with the Cuban government. That's okay, but it's no reason to make the people suffer, Sheinbaum said. The U.S. ambassador to Mexico, Ronald Johnson, said on social media that the best way to help the people of Cuba was to empower them rather than the regime. Nina Kravinsky, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
In sports, the ASU women going to the NCAA basketball tournament for the first time in 7 years. Sun Devils got an at-large bid. They'll play in the tournament's first four on Thursday against Virginia in Iowa City. Head coach Molly Miller says it was a little stressful waiting for the bid, but it was all worth it.
They're energized, they're excited, and the reactions when their name was called meant the world to me. So, a little bit of underdog mentality we talked about, but we're just happy to be a part of it.
In her first season as coach, Miller's Sun Devils went 22-9, good enough for the at-large bid. If they get past Virginia, they'll advance to play the first round of the Big Dance Saturday against the Georgia Bulldogs. In pro hoops, the Suns lost a second straight on their six-game road trip. They fell in Boston to the Celtics last night, 120-112, despite getting 40 from Devin Booker. Jaylen Brown had 41 for the Celtics and 18 in the final period to lead the way. Suns right back at it tonight, Minnesota against the T-Wolves, who they trail by two games for sixth place in the Western Conference. Baseball, Diamondbacks beat the Reds 11-6 in spring play at Salt River Fields. On Monday, they're there again today to host the Cubs, one of six exhibitions around the Valley. And then with the record-breaking heat approaching the Valley, the Cactus League is moving several day games to the evening starting tomorrow. and through the weekend. Check the schedules. And that'll do it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, this Tuesday, March the 17th. Again, happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm Phil Latzman. Enjoy the rest of it. And we'll do it again tomorrow. Talk to you then.